Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 39 to 42. Moses' Song, part 9. Now, in the previous section of this song, God was making the Hebrews sing about the stupidity, the foolishness, the utter folly, the ludicrous nature of going to the pagans, how useless, pagan gods, how useless they are. Where are their gods? Let them rise up to help you. Let them give you shelter. These pagan gods are useless. Why have you gone to them? Now, in this section, the Lord moves on from that, draws from that, and makes the Hebrews then turn back to the Lord. And hear what they have to sing. Weigh the solemnity, the glory, the power of this song. Verse 39, see now. Look, this is a call for the Hebrews speaking to each other. Look, my brothers, look, my sisters, this is what we have to see. See now that I myself am He. I am that I am. I am the great self-existent God. There is no God beside me. These pagan gods are rubbish. I put to death and I bring to life the sovereignty, the dreadful, awful, A-W-E, for awful, full of awe, God that I am. I put to death, I bring to life, I have wounded, and I will heal. I will, I do, I this, I that, God, the sovereign God. These other gods are useless. Why do you go to them? Why do you go to paganism? You have my covenant. Why do you go to pagan ideas, pagan systems? You have my law. I lift my hand to heaven and declare, the sovereign God, giving a solemn oath, as surely as I live forever, the great eternal self-existent God, when I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand grasps it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and repay those who hate me. This solemn God, this God of judgment, this absolute sovereignty. I will make my arrows drunk with blood while my sword devours flesh, the blood of the slain and the captives, the heads of the enemy leaders. Oh, this is a solemn statement. He is the God of vengeance, the holy God, the self-existent God, the sovereign God, the eternal God, irresistible. In his sovereign determination, that this terrible, this awful God is ours. This dreadful, fearful. I'm not speaking of those words in a bad sense. I'm using those words in the full sovereign meaning of them. This God that we have to deal with is not Father Christmas upstairs, the next door buddy who's a cheerful chap who will always give us what we want. No, this God is the sovereign, irresistible, infinite Jehovah. He's not a weak Father Christmas. He's not a sugar daddy, a friendly guy next door, or bloke, whatever you want to call him. Now, what an encouragement this is to Israel. What a rebuke to Israel, that you, Israel, would forsake your covenant, forsake me, and go to this rubbish, useless, powerful, powerless rubbish. I was just thinking of that passage in Isaiah. I've preached on it, where God talks about the gods of the Babylonians, Nebo and so on, Bel. He said, you've got to cart them about on carts. They can't move. They're useless. But I carry you. God mocks, taunts these Babylonian gods. Now, that's all for Israel. What about us, my friend, in the churches today? What is God going to say to us? What does he say to us now about our flirting with the world, our pagan ideas, our pagan principles, our idolatry with the world? That's what we're doing. We're fiddling and fussing about with the world. When God speaks of his sovereignty, his eternal awfulness, how solemn it is to deal with the Lord. He's not a cheerful chappy. He is the sovereign creator, ruler, God of providence. This awful God is ours. This awful God is ours, brothers and sisters. Unbeliever, do you not realize it is a foolish thing, a stupid thing, to resist this God? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, don't fool with the gospel offer. As Christ is offered to you in the gospel, receive him, close with him at once. Do not delay. I'm going to read some words by Isaac Watts. Perhaps no hymn writer captures this thought of the solemnity and seriousness of the glory of God in the way that Watts does. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings. The honours of our God, I hope we're trembling as we sing, my friend. Life, death, and hell, and worlds unknown hang on his firm decree. He sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. Chained to his throne a volume lies with all the fates of men, with every angel's form and size, drawn by the eternal pen. His providence unfolds the book, and makes his counsel shine. Each opening leaf and every stroke fulfills some deep design. My God, I would not long to see my fate with curious eyes. What gloomy lines are writ for me, what bright scenes may rise? In thy fair book of life and grace, oh, may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. Call upon the name of the Lord, my friend, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You resist God, you'll be dashed to pieces. You run to God, you will be everlastingly saved and held in the everlasting arms.